425-420-8320. Do it today.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Veterans Day, November 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Are you going to be at the Gaylord event on Saturday, December 2nd? You're kidding, right? I'm teaching it. That's the event that people need to sign up for tomorrow. 5 p.m. is the deadline. We may have to extend it to register for the class. If you want to attend the event, it's Robert's Rules of Order Training, Michigan State Constitution Training. You'll get a book, you'll get a reference guide, and you will get a Michigan State Constitution, thanks to State Representative Neil Friske. I want to thank Neil for providing the Michigan State Constitutions for us. Just text me the word event, and I'll text you back the link that'll take you to acconservatives.org. Read the post. Follow the instructions. Make your donation. Doors will open at 9:30, Saturday, December 2nd, at Jay's Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue. Sherry LaFave will be checking people in on the spreadsheet. You'll get your book, your guide, your Michigan Constitution. We'll have bottled water and Friskies Honeycrisp apples as snacks. You can bring your lunch or your snacks with you. You can eat in the class. We will start at 10 o'clock. Class will be over at 12:30. 2.5 hours of the most intensive training, education workshop you have ever experienced in your life. I personally guarantee it. This is going to be the most comprehensive, intense training education you've ever been to. I absolutely guarantee it. Now, one thing you have to understand, if you have the need for reading glasses, make sure you bring them. Make sure you bring them, because it is going to be a lot of reading and a lot of information. And you will learn how exactly I called out the chairman last night at that planning commission meeting. I called him out based on the training I received to be able to be certified to teach this course on Saturday, December 2nd. I held up the meeting for a few minutes. But I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, you can't just approve an agenda and then immediately, first thing out of your mouth after passing your minutes on the agenda, is to change the agenda. You just approved it. You're going to provide public comment right now before DTE speaks, or you have to amend your agenda, which I made him do. But I got to tell you, they were not happy. You have to understand something, people. This was an absolute dog and pony show last night. The county commissioner from District 2, She runs as no party affiliation. Well, guess what, Mary Ann? You are not no party affiliation. You are flat out a communist Democrat. And I'm going to make it my mission in life in this show to find somebody in Belknap Township, Akiak Township, or Rogers Township to run as a Republican against you and defeat you next year in your reelection bid. City of Rogers City, west of US 23, Belknap Township, Akiak Township, or Rogers Township. If you live or know somebody who lives in those townships or in the city of Rogers City, west of US 23, give them my name and my phone number. Tell them to call me after the show, any day after 12 noon. This month of November, I'm not wanting to wait until December. I want to vet somebody and find a good, strong conservative to put an R behind their name on the ballot in a presidential election, which will have high turnout, and a lot of people will be voting straight Republican ticket next year, and I want to defeat Marianne Heideman. She selectively lied to the people in that room last night. She had already prepared the motion to approve DTE's permit. I want to apologize to every single person who showed up for that meeting because it was a dog and pony show. The chairman of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, John Chapa, was there, and he had appointed his little puppet, Marianne Heideman, to be on that planning commission. They had the motion all prepared, typed up, ready to go. And a former Democratic commissioner made the motion that was completely orchestrated by John Chapa and Marianne Heideman. It was a foregone conclusion. DTE did not have to waste 45 minutes of our time going through that dog and pony show of a presentation because they already knew the permit was going to be approved. They didn't have to go through all that public comment. Person after person after person getting up and speaking against the approval of the special use permit was all for naught. They already knew they were going to approve it. They already had the motion typed up, ready to go. Oh, yeah, did they amend it a little? Did they throw a measly little wimpy tiny bond requirement condition in there? Yes, they did. Primarily because I made that exact point to them. The attorney for DTE folks made the point that they could put a condition in the permit approval regarding noise. You see, during operation, during daylight hours, these solar panels emit a buzz, a frequency, a noise comes out of every single one of these solar panels. They're talking about 780 acres of solar panels. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So the attorney says you can put a condition in there to limit the noise, if you would like. Well, that opened the door for conditions. Put a condition in there that they have to provide a $100 million bond, a corporate bond from Barton Mallow, the contractor, and another $100 million bond from DTE, ensuring that the people of Presque Isle County, Belknap Township, and the other township would not be harmed in any way, shape, or form. The ground wouldn't be contaminated. The underground water aquifers would not be contaminated. And that it would provide enough electricity to power 24,000 homes, which the young woman from DTE made that representation. Really? with Michigan being 41st out of 50 when it comes to sunshine. This isn't Southern Florida. This isn't Texas. This isn't Arizona. This isn't Southern California. This is Northern Michigan. 41st out of 50 states when it comes to sunshine. And she claims that these solar panels are going to generate enough electricity to power 24,000 homes. I want to see it. That all these jobs were going to be provided and all these millions of dollars were coming in to the Presque County area. I want to see it. And I made one final condition. If all of the representations, implied warranties, statements of fact that were put into the record last night by DTE, their attorney, and Barton Mallow, the contractor, if they don't perform and electricity rates go up, then DTE must give up their 90% monopoly that they have on our electric grid and allow the people to be able to shop around with co-ops, especially in Presque County, PIENG. Now, you have to understand something, folks. That monopoly is the golden goose for DTE and consumers. If we are able to get strong enough leadership in Lansing someday, God, Lord Jesus, I pray that come January 1st, 2027, we take back the House, the Senate, and get a strong businessman, conservative, elected governor of this state. And we can break up this 90% monopoly that DTE and Consumers Energy has on our electric grid, allow competition, allow choice. We can lower electric rates for everybody, residential customers, commercial customers, business customers, and manufacturing. Well, guess what? We can undo all of this and fix the state of Michigan. But people like Marianne Heidemann and John Tappa, they have got to go next year. We'll talk more about it. Final segment before our history lesson in hour number one. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIENG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIENG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whitmer, Nessel, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Final segment of hour number one before our history lesson in hour number two is what I meant to say before the break. John in Indian River texting into the show. Sounds like they ran into a buzzsaw called Trucker Randy. It did no good. It was all for show last night. You see, statutorily, they were obligated to have a public meeting of the Planning Commission. They had to have it on the agenda. They had to have the people of the community be allowed to come and give public comment about it. But it did absolutely no good at all. Why? Because of the chairman, John Chapa, and County Commissioner of District 2, Marianne Heideman. John Chapa is a Democrat. He's been there forever. Why? Because no Republican ever runs against him. What's wrong with you people? Somebody needs to step up and run against Chapa. This is absolutely insanity. What does John Chapa represent? The green communist woke agenda. And if you know somebody or you live in Krakow Township, Presque Isle Township, Pulaski Township, Krakow, however you pronounce it, Presque Isle, Pulaski, P-U-L-A-W-S-K-I. I might be saying that Polish name wrong as well. I don't really care about my pronunciation of the names of these townships, cities, villages, and counties in Michigan. He personally lives at 4444 East County Road, 638 in Hawks, Michigan. Well, guess what? Somebody from District 5 needs to run as a Republican against John Chapa next year. And little Miss Hyde, who I truly am, by running with no party affiliation, a little communist tactic, Marianne Heideman, she lives at 7449 U.S. 123 North in Rogers City, in representing Belknap Township, Akiak Township, Rogers Township, and the portion of the city of Rogers City west of US 23. Well, if you know anybody in those areas, have them contact me. You have to understand, why did they want this passed? The chairman of the Board of County Commissioners, John Chapa, the Democrat, signed over his whole entire farm to a lease with DTE for this solar farm. He doesn't want to farm the property anymore, which had been productive farmland. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to lease it and get the money from DTE. Can you kind of say conflict of interest here, Johnny Boy? The chairman of the Board of Commissioners of Presque Isle County leased his entire farm to DTE for this solar farm project. Oh, but Trucker, he didn't sit on the Planning Commission. He didn't make the motion. No, he didn't. But you know why he was in the audience? He wanted to see his hand-picked puppet, Marianne Heidemann, from District 2, who he had appointed to sit on that planning commission, and make the motion to approve it after allowing the peasants to come and give their public comment. It was a foregone conclusion, people. They would have passed this motion quicker and sooner had we not all showed up. But what we did is we showed up in mass in opposition to it, but it didn't matter. You see, because the special interests and the conflict of interest of the chairman, John Chapa, appointing Marianne Heidemann to sit on that planning commission to do his dirty work so he could line his pockets with DTE Energy's money. From what? This very same solar project that they were making application to get a special use permit for. John Chapa, the chairman of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, will profit from the approval of this special use permit last night. And this solar farm, which, by the way, folks, will be the largest solar farm so far in the state of Michigan. This is a 150 megawatt solar farm. This is going to be bigger than the current largest solar farm in Lapeer County. These people are absolutely corrupt. Conflict of interest, lining their pockets, benefiting from the very special use permit that their puppets approved last night. County Commissioner Nikki Coons, down in Manistee, can you explain how DTE would suppress the noise on a development that large? They can't. They can't do it. They can't do it because of the fact that these people are corrupt and these people will benefit from this special use permit going forward last night. We need people to run to replace John Chapa, the chairman of the board of Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, Marianne Heidemann from District 2. We'll talk about it in the third hour. Second hour, our history lesson with Pastor Chadfield coming right up. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires.